Hi, I'm Michelle Morvan in the marketing department of Callaway's Nursery. Dallas-Fort Worth is our home. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
One of the world's really nice friends to have. Thank you, Michelle, very, very much. Good morning, everybody. This is one of the world's nice nursery operations to have nearby. They have multiple locations. They are an independent retail garden center located right here among us. Callaway's, thanks for sponsoring. And thanks for listening this morning, everybody. We're glad to have you tuned. Mike Bass is running the boards and answering the phone, screening the calls for me this morning. And I'll be here until 9 o'clock this morning. I've cut 1 hour off the program so that I can go to church with my wife and with at least one of our grandchildren, one today. Couple of them are out of town, and so I'm looking forward to that very much, always do. So I hope you'll give me a call. Let me have a chance to help you with your plant questions. And as I say, call early. Don't wait until the very end of the program to make that call. The phone number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP. A program which began in 1978, 2 years at 570 on the dial when it was WFAA AM, and then for 30 years at another AM station, came to BAP in 2010, and I've been here ever since. And we also are on Saturday afternoons on KLIF, sister station, from 1 until 2. So hope you'll join us there as well. So let's get the program underway. Let me give you the phone number one more time because we have lines open waiting for you, and call now. 800-288-WBAP. That is 800-288-9227. We begin the program each Sunday morning by visiting with Stephen Hayden, who is horticulturist at the lovely Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning to you, Neil. It's a beautiful
Hello,
day.
Hello, Stephen. There you are. We have you up now.
Splendid. Yes, it's a lovely day today. Enjoyed the rain yesterday.
Well, there were some areas of Texas, North Texas, that got a lot of rain, and that's a good thing. It's, as I have said many times this weekend, it's money in the bank for us, so that's good. Tell us what's going on at the garden.
Well, the spring flowering bulbs have finished. It was quite warm last week, and the garden staff have been hard at work stripping the beds and replanting with warm season annuals. Some of the plants we're using this summer are pentas, angelonia, zinnias, waxleaf begonias, and coleus. I find the coleus to be quite interesting. They've typically been thought of as shade plants. However, sun-tolerant varieties have been developed in various colors and leaf textures, and these make a great addition to the summer color beds. It was another plant to work with in the sun.
It's one of my favorite plants. When I left College Station and moved to Columbus, Ohio, I took coleus with me. Prof. A.F. DeWorth at A&M had been doing research on coleus, not so much for sun tolerance, but for the fact that the ones he was growing would not bloom. Flowers ruin coleus. When they start blooming, they quit growing. And Prof. DeWorth had some beautiful coleus varieties. He'd never share them with anyone. He would throw them in the trash can. And I just happened to be walking by the trash can one night, driving by, and I saw them piled out of the tops of the trash cans. And I just happened to be up on the, well, you get the picture. And I raised those for several years, and then they were what I used to decorate our wedding reception at my in-law's house out in the country. And I have loved coleus ever since. That was 57 years ago, and I've loved them ever since. So good choice of plants. So you're going to talk about a plant of the week that is a native plant, that is a beautiful native plant that I'll bet 1% of the population knows on site. Tell us about it.
Well, I like to use natives when I can. I think it gives the landscape a sense of place. One of my favorite all-time plants is Rusty Blackhaw Viburnum, Viburnum refigulum. This is a small tree or large shrub that grows to about 15 feet tall with four seasons of interest. It has white flowers in the spring, glossy leaves in the summer, wonderful color along with blue-black fruits in the fall, and interesting textured bark that is striking in the winter. This plant does well in full sun or dappled shade and adapts well to a wide range of soils. Rusty Blackhorn doesn't appear to be as widely available as it has in the past. So if you spot one at your local nursery, I urge you to get it while you can.
Yeah, and you won't see it very long because the sharp-eyed connoisseurs are going to find it. It's a really pretty plant. I have one on the corner of our house. It's beautiful all through the season in various ways, as you mentioned, and just a great plant to include. Big plant, great plant. So what all is going on in the, well, you mentioned the events. What events specifically are you highlighting this week?
Well, this week is our popular spring Japanese festival. Unfortunately, it was cancelled yesterday due to the rain, which was disappointing for everybody. But it's going ahead as scheduled today, and it looks like it's going to be a great day for it. This event is produced in collaboration with the Fort Worth Japanese Society and offers cultural wonders, tantalizing flavors, and delightful surprises, all set in our beautiful Japanese garden. So come and be transported to the enchanting world of Japan right here in Fort Worth.
All right. We better tell people how to find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. How do they find you?
We're just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right. And that's just a couple of miles west of downtown Fort Worth. If they happen to use a telephone, there's a 24-hour recorded information message. How do they punch that number in?
817-463-4160.
All right. And then the other thing that is always very useful for all kinds of information and to buy memberships, etc., what is the website?
FWBG, that's the initials for Fort Worth Botanic Garden, .org.
That's it. You did 100%. Good job, Stephen. I really appreciate you. I hope you have a good, cool week out at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. It should be a nice one. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Take care. You bet. Always appreciate those reports. Sponsored today by the great people at Ace Hardware. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. Stop by your locally owned North Texas Ace retailer to find a great deal on Miracle-Gro Garden all-purpose in-ground soil. One cubic foot bag, two bags for $10. You must buy two bags. Miracle-Gro Garden Soil all-purpose delivers bigger, more beautiful plants, and also vegetables and fruits and flowers versus unfed plants. Because when it comes to your garden, only the best will do. From front yard landscaping to backyard gardens, this complete in-ground garden soil is perfect for all your outdoor in-ground gardening needs. The soil is fortified with continuous release plant food, and it feeds for up to 3 months, so your plants will have the foundation they need to thrive. It also improves existing flowerbed soil and builds strong roots so your annuals and perennials flourish below ground as much as they do above ground. Ace stores, they're stores that are owned by people who have an interest in your community, your neighbors, people you probably already know. And when you go in, and this always happens to me, when I go into our Ace Hardware store, I see people that are also serving on committees and volunteering in the community. They're my neighbors, and that's really special. Ace Hardware, Miracle-Gro Garden, all-purpose in-ground soil, one cubic foot bags. You get two bags for $10. You must buy two. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
This segment of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is presented by your friends at Callaway's Nursery. I'm Chad, assistant manager at Callaway's Nursery in North Fort Worth. And now, back to Neil.
Thank you, Chad, very, very much. Appreciate that. They're great great people, the Callaway's people. My goal when you hear these rejoinders is that you will say, it's a store I go to. I think I'm just going to go say hi to Chad or Greg. He's the manager. And let them know that you are there because of having heard them. I just decided I'd stop by. Our first call today, phone number we have no lines open. But make note of the number, 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Robert is in Gainesville. Robert, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, sir.
Neil, I've got a quick question. I'm going to put in an asparagus bed this year, and I'm curious about what species of asparagus are likely to do best in north central Texas.
Well, you have a long time to get ready for that because the planting time is January. You're way behind the eight ball in planting. They have to go in when it's completely while they're completely dormant, and you'll have a hard time finding plants that are healthy, vigorous, and completely dormant this late in the season. I think you'll find that the old recommendations of Mary Washington and those, you want two-year-old roots because they'll be larger and better able to establish. I believe you'll find that the A&M recommendations are varieties such as Jersey Giant and Jersey Supreme. I would do a little reading up on them. They're going to be in the same soil for many years, and the Jersey varieties are kind of state-of-the-art, and so that's what you'd want. But I would get the soil ready this fall and plant them in January. The prime planting time would be right after Christmas through maybe the end of January, but preferably the 20th of January or so.
Okay, that works well. I'm just building the beds now.
Good. Well, they'll be mellowed by then. You'll be in good shape.
Okay, thanks, sir.
You bet. Thanks for the call. I appreciate that. I have information on preparing asparagus beds in my book, in Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's one of all the vegetables. I tried to cover every vegetable you could possibly want. There are, I suppose, some exotic vegetables that are not included, but I certainly tried to cover them all. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening has 11 chapters. Chapter 1 covers the basics of gardening, soil preparation, climatic zones of Texas, rainfall areas of Texas, and so forth. And I explain the hardiness zones of Texas and why the 2014, and even more so this one that came out in late 2023, why those maps, I think, are in error. The 1990 map, which I put in this book so you can compare them, why it's the most accurate one we've had in the last 25 years. Anyway, that's another story. That's chapter one. Chapter two is a 40-page, 48-page calendar, a perpetual calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. I've never had that in a book before. Chapters 3 through 11 are very detailed chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. Everything that I wanted to say or write about all of those topics I put in those chapters. I spent a year writing this book. I hired Carolyn Skye to be my editor and Cindy Smith to be the graphic designer because I knew them to be the best in the business. And they are longtime friends of mine, and I knew they would be bluntly honest where they needed to be. And I'm proud of this book. It's the first book I've ever self-published, which means you have to hire those talents, and you have to pay the bills up front. And as opposed to going through a publishing house where they make the decisions, I just wasn't satisfied. This is my fifth book and the first one that I'm really satisfied with. So if you'd like to get a copy, I'd love to give it to you for a very small sum, $34.95. The jacket price is $38.95. The sale price on sale is $34.95. Please, if you have interest, this is the sixth printing of the book. It has been very successful. I guarantee your satisfaction or I will refund every penny. No one has asked for a refund in all those printings. Here, and that will be the last printing. I'm not going to do any more printings. Here are the two ways you can buy the book. Not in stores, not on Amazon. You buy it by calling my office Monday through Friday, business hours, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. But the better way is to order it right now at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
This is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair. I hope you never need their services, but if you do, you will be so glad they're available. Their estimates are absolutely free. Their work is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. Give them a call for that free home inspection. 214-333-0003. They are the best. I know from firsthand experience. That's Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003.
Baylor Scott & White Health knows you have places to be and twigs to prune. That's why the MyBSW Health app offers you virtual care when, where, and how you want it, right from your phone, so you can get back to what keeps you going. We'll get back to Neil in just a moment.
Hello, friends. This is Tommy Brummett, pastor of First United Methodist Church in downtown McKinney, inviting you to join us for worship. You can join us in person in McKinney and in Melissa, or join us online. Find out all options at sharingtheheart.org. First United Methodist Church, where the love of God is proclaimed and everyone is welcome.
Thank you, Tommy, very much. He is a longtime friend. That is a wonderful church. It's our church, and we will be going with our grandson Joseph to church today. That's why I've given up this next hour of my program. I just want to have time with my family. And usually we have our son and his kids. They're kind of split to the winds this weekend. But please join us, 315 North Church Street in McKinney, the First United Methodist Church of downtown McKinney. There is a service at 9. There's one at 10:05, which also live streams if you want to see what it's like. And then one at 11:10. That's the one we attend. So look forward to seeing you one way or the other. And right now I'll tell you about Whiz Q Stone. I love doing these ads. I remember the first time I saw Whiz Q Stone. First time I drove on their it's like a state park of stones. It's just beautiful. All the stones. Yeah, I mean, if you are a rock hound like I am, if you are a landscape person, you go out in your yard and you enjoy your yard. You don't have that finished until you have some stone. You go out and look in nature. You drive around Texas, the hill country, and around DFW. You see stone everywhere, or stone outcroppings. And that's what you want in a beautiful landscape, not overwhelming. I mean, we're not talking about doing this over your entire yard. I'm not trying to talk you into that. You just need some beautiful stone to accent all the greenery that you have as well. Whiz Q Stone has the perfect match for whatever you're trying to do, whether it's your retaining wall, a patio, pool decking, maybe it's decorative boulders, river rock, decorative gravel. They have everything. You need help putting it in. Maybe you don't have the back anymore for it, or the knees for it, or the knowledge how to do it. They have landscape contractors who buy from them because they are, after all, the best, and they can refer you to the best landscape contractors in North Texas. They are very active in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. Whiz Q Stone, the letter Q. Whiz Q Stone, there's a hyphen in there also. WHIZ-Q.com. That's Whiz Q Stone. That's their website. The address, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth, and the phone number, 817-429-0822. They're open Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. That's Whiz Q Stone.
I'm Ismael with Cornelius Nurseries in Spring. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, back to Neil.
Thank you, Ismael, and Cornelius. Is a part of the Callaway's family. Callaway's bought Sterling Cornelius when he wanted to retire. What a wonderful man he was. He just fit right into the mold of the wonderful folks at Callaway's. And so in Houston, they retained his name in honor of him and all that he had done for the industry. And so that's why you'll hear Callaway's in Houston referred to as Cornelius Callaway's. So there you go. Fred in Bedford, this is Neil. How may I help you today?
Well, thanks, Neil, for taking my call. I've got a light at my front door, and it attracts June bugs. I guess every morning I can go out there, there's 15 or 20 of them dead or crawling around. I'm just wondering if I should be concerned about that now or take precautions.
Well, first of all, it's too early for the one that does damage. The June bug that does the damage to our turf is not flying yet. That will happen in June, late May or June. And the ones that you see now are generally larger, and they are closely related, certainly, but they normally are not feeding on turf grass, or if they are, they're not feeding aggressively enough in numbers enough to do serious damage. So these are not going to be a problem for you. It's when you get, I'm going to sound like a nut, an absolute nut. And if you want to think that of me, I'm okay with it because I've seen it. And people who are old enough to remember the 1970s in Dallas, Fort Worth, especially in Dallas, will remember how it was. They were ankle deep in the curbs out under the streetlights. I mean, we're talking about 3 or 4 inches deep. And so 15 or 20 around a light is not a horrible outbreak. You're going to be fine.
Okay. Good. One other quick one. I got 2 oak leaf hydrangeas. One's probably about 7, 8 years old. The other's 10 or 12. The one is 10 or 12. It's got some beautiful, I can't think what you call the flowers on it right now. Both of them do. But the older one is kind of scraggly looking. Do you ever suggest pruning those back?
I mean, oh, yeah. Both of all them the time. I have 20 of them, and there are several of them that are going to get pruned pretty significantly right after they bloom. They're in bud and bloom right now, and they will be reshaped and pruned back. I have one that came up as a volunteer. I think it was a plant within a pot that I got, and whatever was in with it is either sitting there alongside it or is gone. And the oak leaf hydrangea that's one time that a volunteer was in the right spot. So I've left it, but it's now 6 feet tall, and I want about a 4-foot plant at the most. So it'll be cut back to about 36 inches probably. Pretty significant.
Okay. After they do their thing, then you can prune them.
Yes. Yes, that's the time on spring flowering plants to prune, is right after they bloom. It's going to set it back. I probably won't have too many leaves left. I would have hoped to have not done that much pruning. But at that time last year, I was going through a bunch of medical tests, and I just didn't feel like doing much of anything.
Yeah.
Sometimes real life gets in the way of gardening.
It certainly does. Certainly does. Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You are welcome very much. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. All right, let me tell you right now about Baylor Scott & White. Speaking of medical tests, let me tell you about Baylor Scott & White right now. When it comes to your garden, you're the one who calls the shots. Unless they're calling your shots and your phone number. But you choose when you're growing and what you're growing, and you plant the seeds. You give every one of those plants the proper nourishment so that your whole garden can thrive. At the end of the day, your garden is in your hands, and Baylor Scott & White believes that your health should be too. That's why they've made staying on top of your health easy, with tools and treatment options that let you take charge of your own care. With the MyBSW Health app, you'll have everything you need to manage your health right at your fingertips. Schedule your appointments, view test results, and get access to 24/7 video visits right from your phone. Now you can have care right in your pocket so you can keep on putting in the work to grow something beautiful. That's the MyBSW Health app. Download it today. MyBSW Health. Get that app today from Baylor Scott & White Health.
DFW's News Talk Traffic and Weather Station, News Talk 820 WBAP, and now on FM at 93.3.
Streaming live on our free mobile app.
A Cumulus Media Station, trending now.
Nearly $100 billion of foreign aid. I'm Lori Waffenschmidt from the Novak Motors 24/7 News Desk.
ClassicChevrolet.com. WBAP's first traffic and weather.
On the ones.
In Fort Worth, an accident blocking 2 right lanes of I-30 eastbound at Summit, 8th Avenue. And in Dallas, an accident blocking the connector ramp, that's I-35E southbound, the off-ramp to eastbound spur 366. Your WBAP forecast today, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, clear with lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Right now, 52 degrees in Dallas, 51 degrees in Fort Worth. The House gives bipartisan approval to nearly $100 billion worth of foreign aid.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is calling the world a tinderbox that needs American leadership. The $95 billion aid package includes money for Israel, Ukraine, and the Indo-Pacific. It passed with rare bipartisan support. But funding for Ukraine, about $60 billion, was the most contentious of the bills, a red line for hardline conservatives and the reason for a months-long stalemate. The vote on Ukraine was 311 to 112. With all Democrats in support and more than half of Republicans opposed. As the aid bill passed, some House Democrats began waving the Ukrainian flag on the House floor, causing the chair to call for decorum.
Fox's Madeline Rivera says the Senate could take up the package of bills this week. In your money news, the United Auto Workers Union celebrating a huge win at a Volkswagen plant in Tennessee, where workers will now be represented by the union. The UAW won a stunning 73% of the vote after losing two elections there in the past decade. That is giving the UAW hope of making broader inroads in the South, at least the least unionized part of the country. The union's next target is two Mercedes-Benz plants in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I'm Lori Waffenschmidt. Your next news update coming up at 9 o'clock. Be sure to check back several times throughout your day and keep connected, DFW, to News Talk 820 WBAP and now on FM at 93.3.
Thank you, Lori, very much. Let me share with you the joy of bird watching and bird feeding and bird nesting and helping the wild birds in your landscape. Birds are really in kind of a threat right now around America. A lot of native habitats are gone, and it's just not a time to not an easy time to be a wild bird. Wild Birds Unlimited in McKinney, Cheryl Miller's store. She goes by the name of Birdie. What else would she be called? They have everything you need for your wild bird feeding experiences. It's a fun place to shop. It's on Hardin. It's 3001 South Hardin, just south of El Dorado Parkway, just south, two doors south of Tom Thumb, right there at that intersection. And when you go in there, well, I'll tell you, when you drive in the parking lot, you say, well, there it is. It's a nice little store. And it is not a big store. I'm not trying to say this is a grandiose store. It is grandiose in spirit when you walk in the door and in friendship. But you'll say, that's a nice store. And then you'll open the door and you will be greeted by friendly people with all the knowledge, all the experience, all the products. Oh my goodness, the products. It doesn't take a huge store to display the best hummingbird feeders. It doesn't take a huge store to display the best cylindrical bird seed feed. Whatever I'm trying to say, it's in cylinders, 4-inch by 10-inch cylinders. That's the greatest way to feed your birds. And all the other types of feeds that you might want. Live mealworms, for example. And then all the decor. Somebody in that store, I'll bet it's Birdie, somebody in that store has a great eye for wild bird decorative items to put in your inside your house or right outside the window to just say, hey, I care about the birds. This is a fun store. And they know your name after you've been in there two or three times. And you get on their mailing list, you find all their specials and all their events that they have. Okay, I've sold the deal. Here is where they are. 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, just south of El Dorado Parkway, just south of Tom Thumb. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 10 until 5. Go experience joy at its best. Wild Birds Unlimited in McKinney.
News Talk 820, WBAP.
And now on FM at 93.3.
All right. Thank you. That was deliberate, and there they are. Let me tell you about Callaway's right now. Well, first of all, here is the thing you need to know. They sponsor this hour. That's pretty important. And so you ought to get into a Callaway's today for about 100 reasons, and one of them should be to say to the manager or the assistant manager, thanks for sponsoring Neil's program. This weekend and a lot of weekends. They've been sponsors for decades. That's just say decades. Geraniums are at their very best this time of year. They love this weather. So indulge yourself with these wonderful plants. You'll find geraniums in all your favorite colors at your local Callaway's Nursery. Their 6-inch geraniums, regular price $12.99, oh my goodness, are $9.98. Geraniums bloom in many shades, including all-time favorites like red or pink. You'll also love them in dazzling rose and bright violet. Bright violet is so beautiful. In addition to their long-lasting blooms, geraniums are delightfully easy to care for, making them ideal for everyone. Callaway's offers you unmatched quality with these much-loved spring flowers at all of their neighborhood Callaway's Nursery locations. For a flash of instant color, add geraniums to containers at your front door or on your patio. Callaway's has a huge selection of pottery, including imported ceramic, terracotta, and modern lightweight plastic containers from Jappy to show off your spring blooms. When adding your spring plants to your beautiful new pottery, give them an extra boost with Callaway's premium container potting soil. You're going to love the results. Spring is a fun and busy time for gardeners, and Callaway's is here with us now to help with the pick and plant service. You pick the plants you want and to add to your landscape, and Callaway's will get everything planted for you. Ask one of the experts for more information on this great service. Enjoy more time to shop with their extended spring hours Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 6. That's Callaway's Nursery. It's life lived beautifully. It's Callaway's.com.
Baylor Scott & White Health is always right in your pocket, so you can keep the hard work going and keep your healthy plants growing. Put your health care in your hands with the MyBSW Health app. Download it now.
All right, Mike, thank you very much. And then finally, let me tell you about Arborological Services. I was texting back and forth with Steve Hauser this week. And every time that I do that, I leave the conversation saying, oh, gosh, he's good. And his team that surrounds him is good. He doesn't need a team to surround him. I guess he kind of surrounds his whole team. But it is a bunch of professional people. Your trees deserve this best it gets company. Arborological Services, founded in 1981, so they're in their 44th year now of service to the trees of North Central Texas. Now, Steve is a selection earlier, about 20 years ago, as Arborist of the Year for the state of Texas. There are two other men on the staff, Russell Peters and Kevin Bassett, who have also been selected as Arborist of the Year for Texas, and 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. That's the kind of people you get with Arborological Services. I had a discussion with Steve about something very specific, a not terribly common landscape tree with a really unusual a problem. I wasn't sure if it was insect or disease. And he said, well, I checked with some of our arborists, and here's the consensus. And my gosh, it was spot on with photos. These people know what they are doing. Your trees need them. This is the time of year that they are very active. This is the time of year that they can come to your home and read how the trees are doing and determine whether there are problems getting out of hand. You can tell now, as the trees leaf out, they will see just subtle differences in how vigorous the trees are and whether the tree needs some kind of specialized help, even to the point of cabling and bracing and lightning arrests and all that sort of thing. They can do anything. All right, I've said they are just miracle workers. That's about true. Let me give you the phone number. 866-552-7267. Arborological Services. This is a great time to get them on job. 866-552-7267, and their website is arborological.com. On Facebook, they are Arborological Services, Inc., Twitter at The Tree Experts. And again, one last time, the phone number, 866-552-7267, Arborological Services.
Let the Texas Certified Nursery Professionals at your neighborhood Callaway's help you. I'm Reba from the Dallas store on Greenville Avenue. And now, back to Neil.
Thank you, Reba, very much. I may have run a little long on that ad. I just really got wrapped up in all the things that Steve told me about with the trees. We went to a wonderful concert last night. It went more than 2 hours because there was so much talent in that auditorium at McKinney North High School. It was grades 6 through 12 of Scott Johnson Middle School, Cockrell Middle School, and I guess Cockrell was involved, but I know Scott Johnson was because that's where our grandson attends, and then McKinney North, and that's where most of these kids will end up. And it was percussion, all percussion. And if you think that's just 10 different ways to beat the bass drum, oh my gosh, I'm not a musician. You need to sit in. I hope your school district has a percussion performance, just percussion. There was not a woodwind in the house. There was not a brass instrument in the house. And to hear kids play marimba and xylophone with incredible skill, and oh gosh, it was wonderful. So thank you to McKinney Independent School District for that so much. And please forgive this shameless plug for public schools. That's why we need public schools. Yay. Let me go to Nancy in Plano. Nancy, this is Neil. Good morning. Thank you for waiting. How can I help you?
Good morning, Neil. Longtime listener. We actually patronized many of the sponsors that you've had over the years, and they've all been fantastic recommendations. So thank you so very much for that as well.
Thank you.
Calling with what's probably a fairly simple question, mostly my fault, really. We planted years back what I thought was a dwarf Burford holly. And my general philosophy of benign gardening neglect, it has thrived. It has definitely thrived, and it does not appear to be dwarf. I'm just going to say that. We have a single story 1970s house. It is hitting up in the eaves. It has spread out nicely. It has room to spread, but I need to trim it back, and I'm wondering what shape should I be going for? How far can I safely cut this back and not completely destroy it? It's healthy, mm-hmm. It's vigorous, but it's just too tall for where it can be. What are my options?
All right. I have, I guess there probably are 10 or 12 of them out in our backyard, dwarf Burford hollies that I planted 40 years ago. They have been pruned with lopping shears, which means that they were not sheared. They were just a branch here, branch there.
Right.
They have been pruned two or three times in 40 or 45 years. That means that they are pretty much growing on their own, and they mm-hmm. are 6 or 7 feet tall. So that's
okay.
That would be pretty close to eaves if they were in a raised bed in front of a house. They're where I can, mm-hmm. where I wanted a tall screen, and they've done that. And I was willing to mm-hmm. wait because I didn't need a tall screen. I just didn't mind having one there.
Okay.
So you may have dwarf Burford. Dwarf Burford has leaves that are much smaller than regular Burford and not as cupped. A regular Burford holly, back when you planted those or when they were planted, was perhaps more common, but it's never been a really common holly in the nursery industry. Dwarf okay. Burford always has been ultra common. And so I'll bet you have dwarf Burford. So that goes to okay. my answer. If you had told me you have regular Burford, I might have said maybe consider taking them out and replacing them, but I don't think you need to. How far are these okay. away from the house?
It's just one, and I had probably planted it about 3 feet away from the house. It is kind of tucked behind a wing wall on the west side of the house. Mm-hmm. It is alone there. I was just looking for something to fill that spot.
Sure.
And it was several years back. It's probably, I would say, a good, you know, the top of it is scraping eight and a half feet at this point.
Okay. And well, the time to prune it would.
Taller. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they do eventually get to a place where they stop. And they just okay. kind of maintain themselves. The time to prune it would be in January or early February so okay. that they can put all of their oomph in the springtime into new growth. This would be a pretty tough time on it to do it now because it has just run a marathon, and you're going to ask it to run another marathon by pruning it back. It's going to have to redo everything it's just done. So if you possibly can get by one more growing season with just touch-up pruning, you'd be better off. It would be better off. All right.
Okay, I could definitely do that. And then when
okay, I have a whole bunch of ideas. Let me spit them out.
Okay.
The fact that it's dwarf Burford, I'm comfortable with having it 3 feet out. I think if you were to prune it back by half and do it with lopping shears branch by branch, it's not going to take as long as you think. It may not have 20% of its leaves when you get through. I mean, it may have stems that are populated by 20% of the leaf count that you really would expect. In other words, may be very barren. And that's okay at that time of year. It will leaf out then and be very vigorous. I would follow that up here. Let's just say you do that the 1st of February. I'd follow that up in early March with an all-nitrogen lawn food and a good deep watering to promote strong regrowth. It will regrow erratically. You'll have a strong branch here and a kind of a weak bud that doesn't develop for a couple weeks or a month. And then it will take off, and so it'll be all right. Now, another option, I don't know if it's far enough out for you to consider turning it into a small tree and reshaping it into kind of a, not a lollipop, you don't want to do it formal, but maybe remove some of the bottom branches and turn it into something kind of decorative. I don't know if it's far enough away from the house for that. If it were at 5 or 6 feet, it might be a really pretty little decorative tree. That would be really special to have a dwarf Burford as a tree form, but I don't think it's far enough out for that.
Yeah, probably not. And it is like somewhat pyramidal. Is that the normal shape that it would end up being?
They would be kind of egg shaped.
Interesting. Okay.
They are not. Yeah. And they are not pyramidal. I wouldn't describe them that way. Oakland is. A few of the hollies are, but Nellie R. Yeah, they're more Nellie R. like. I was going to say Nellie R. Stevens you'll see as pyramids, but that's because they've been sheared. This one is more, this is a relative of Nellie R. Stevens. It's a Chinese holly relative.
Well, that's great. That tells me I could just cut a few of the worst offender branches just a little bit back now at this point, just
correct
off the top, and I'm going to leave it.
You can cut some of those. And what you can do is go way down into the canopy of the leaves with lopping shears and take off a great big old hunk and take it out and not even notice that you did anything.
Probably, yeah. Okay.
Trust me. Yeah, trust me.
I appreciate it. Well, that's why I called you. Thank you so much. You're so helpful.
You're welcome. Thanks for the nice comments, too, on the sponsors. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Lee and Cleburne, you're coming up next. Stay with me. One more break, and we'll get right to you. Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening is my book. It's on sale, and it should be $38.95. That was a natural progression of pricing. You base the price of a book or anything based on what it costs you to make it. And my costs went up and up and up. Paper costs just went nuts when this sixth printing was a bid and put on the presses. And I've just decided to eat the, I'm not making as much on this book, this printing, as I did on the other printings. But that's okay. I'm okay. I'm not hurting. Don't pass the wheelbarrow. But I would like to sell the book. And so here's what you get. It's a book with 11 chapters. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is that unique 48-page, 4-page-per-month calendar that tells you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and protect all the plants in your landscape and garden. You'll never have to ask again, Neil, when should I do this or that? It's all in that calendar. And so that's, as I say, I've never had that in a book before. Chapters 3 through 11 are extremely detailed chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. And I wrote it for every county in Texas. So if you want to give it as a Mother's Day gift and your mom lives somewhere outside of DFW, that's not a problem. Now, if she's in Fargo, problem. Got a big problem. But if she's anywhere in Texas, this book will fit. It is 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. It is tightly edited by Carolyn Sky, who was a senior university editor at one of the big schools in California and retired to Texas to be with her daughter and grandchildren. And I said, she was a master gardener screening phone calls for this program. And I said, Carolyn, would you be interested in editing? And she was and did. And Cindy Smith, a graphic designer with whom I'd worked for many years, the three of us did this book. Your satisfaction is completely guaranteed, or I'll refund every penny. All the books sold in all the other printings, not one request for a refund. $34.95, I'll sign your copy before I send it to you. They're all in my possession. I sign them and mail them. So here are the two ways you can order it. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. You either call my office Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, at 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or you order it from my website, neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. It's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
Thanks again to our sponsors for this hour. Baylor Scott & White Health. Take control of your health care anytime, anywhere, when you download the MyBSW Health app today. We'll get back to Neil in just a moment.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WhizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WhizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. These are the people to call if you have any concern about your foundation. If doors and windows are not working the way they're supposed to, if when it starts to dry out, things change and they do work or they don't work, that's the foundation. Give them a call. Our clay soils get big when it's wet. They shrink when it's dry. Big cracks develop. You've seen it in the pavement. You've seen it at the edge of a parking lot where the curb is. Those are indications of foundation problems when it comes to your house. And Advanced Foundation Repair will give a free home inspection to determine if there are foundation problems, and if there are, how bad are they, where are they, what will it take to correct them, what will that cost. And they make no pressure, there's no charge, and there is no pressure. If you hire them to do the work, it is guaranteed, and it's a great guarantee. Talk to them about that guarantee. This is a company I've been proud to recommend for 27 years. I have used them twice, and they're top-notch. They're wonderful. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003 on the web, foundationrepairs.com. It's Advanced Foundation Repair. Again, 214-333-0003.
I'm Brian with Kellaway's Nursery at Custer Road in Plano. We're your neighborhood garden centers founded right here in the Metroplex. Kellaway's sponsors this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Brian, very much. I have my SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, and I want to get, his name is Chance, and I want to give him a chance, but I need to get to Lee from Cleburne first. He's been waiting a long time. Lee, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, Neil. I have your book, and I am very happy about it. And I have a problem. It is a holly tree. It has red berries on it. It grows about 7 or 8 feet tall, and about halfway from the middle to the top is dead. Is it all right for me to cut the top of that out, and it'll pick up and go on?
Yes, sir. You can go ahead and remove anything that's dead. you might want to look at it when you bring that down to the ground and see if you can figure out what caused it to die at that point. You may also have some reshaping of the healthy part to do so it looks a little more balanced. But yes, yes, you can do that any time of the year.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, and I appreciate your book. I have it. It's been very helpful, and I appreciate you taking my call.
You're wonderful. Have a beautiful day. Thanks for the call. Take care. All right. Let me do my SPCA report here. It's lengthy. I'm going to try to get them to shorten it a little bit. Today's adoptable pet is Chance. He is a gorgeous hound mix. He weighs in at a healthy 84 pounds. Big dog. Beautiful, friendly smile, floppy ears. Chance's black coat is complemented by a sweet tan face, his underbelly and legs also tan. This handsome guy can really crank up the speed when he gets into his zoomies. You know that's happening when he zooms around your backyard or even your living room. He's quite an agreeable fellow. As far as other dogs go, Chance has done well with others at the play yards at the SPCA, so he's probably a good candidate for a second pet. Just bring any potential siblings, canine or human, down to meet him. That's Chance. He's been neutered, microchipped, current on all his necessary vaccinations. To learn more about how you can give a gift for the animals, visit SPCA.org, click on Donate, and $25 adoption fee. Animals are available for adoption at both SPCA Dallas Animal Care Center, 2400 Lone Star Drive, Ellis County Animal Care Center, 2570 Farm to Market Road 878 in Waxahachie. That's Chance, and I don't even have time to tell you where he is. Russell E. Dealey Animal Rescue Center. Happy gardening, everybody. Until next week, thanks for listening.